Hi everybody, and welcome to the third lesson of the Ascension Project, Becoming Unity Consciousness. In this lesson, I'm going to be sharing with you a meditation that builds upon the previous Ascension Project meditations. The idea for this meditation is that you will connect to the different levels of creation. And you will receive the light from these different levels of creation. This light is then used to create more energy that will allow you to expand your energy field further, allowing you to more easily connect to the higher levels of creation. Just like the other meditations, we'll start with connecting to the earth, and we'll use that light from the earth to expand our energy field. And then we'll connect with our own soul self. And you'll do the same thing. Using that light from your own soul self as it shares it with you, you'll create more energy. And that will allow you to expand your energy field even further. And you'll connect with your own divinity. And doing the same thing again, you'll create more energy and expand your energy field even further, moving you closer and closer to God consciousness. It is at this point in the meditation that we will set our intention, and I will walk you through how to do this. And you're going to ask the Creator, God Consciousness, to share their light with you with the intention to bring your pattern of unity consciousness into a balanced, coherent state. And then you'll just receive this light, and you'll allow your body to feel the positive effects of this light as it helps you move your own pattern of unity consciousness into a more balanced, coherent state. Now that you've moved your own pattern into a more balanced, coherent state, I'll then walk you through how to project this pattern back into the quantum field. Now, the idea here is that everything that we put into the field ultimately becomes our reality, but also the reality that we share with other people. The way I would describe this meditation is that it's not a meditation about manifesting a bunch of things and stuff in our life, but rather a meditation practice that you can do that takes about 30 minutes every day that will help you move towards a shared reality that is a reflection of unity consciousness in its more balanced, coherent state. In a moment, I'm going to walk you through the movements of this meditation, as this is a standing meditation, just like the meditations in Volume 2 and Volume 3 of the Ascension Project. As this is a standing meditation, I want to make sure that you're going to be comfortable for the duration of this meditation. I invite you now to stand up straight and just become aware of how you feel in your own body. Do you feel supported in your body? Do you feel like you will be able to stand in this position for about 30 minutes? How do your feet feel? How do your hips feel? How do your legs feel? How does your back feel? And just become aware of how you feel. Now, I would like you to try something with me. I would encourage you to gently bend your knees, softening your joints, and gently shifting your body weight slightly forward. Now, does that feel better or worse? Feel free to shift your body weight however you would like and find a comfortable position for you. And if you would prefer, feel free to stand how you were in the beginning. The important thing is there is no wrong or right way to do this. But I want to make sure that however you're standing, that it's comfortable for you. And as you're doing the meditation and we're doing these movements together, feel free to adjust how you're standing. If you need to slightly bend your knees to reposition your body weight, feel free to do so. If you need to move your legs and your feet in between some of the movements, please feel free to do so. Please listen to your own body as you're doing this meditation and as we're practicing these different movements. If there is a movement that you can't do, feel free to adjust that movement to a more comfortable position. And if you feel that it's causing you discomfort or pain by doing any of these movements, please do not do them. It's important that you listen to your own body. In a moment, I'm going to walk us through the different movements for the meditation with some brief instructions so that you have an opportunity to practice the different movements before we do the meditation. And again, please make sure that we are standing in a position that feels comfortable to us, that we can stand in for about 30 minutes, and that understand that you can move your body how you need to. I'd like you to follow along with me, keeping your eyes open as we practice the movements in this meditation together. This meditation will begin with an opening prayer of gratitude. We first move into a prayer position. I'll then walk us through a prayer of gratitude to begin the meditation. I'll then invite you to rest your hands over your heart center as I walk you through your intention for this meditation. I will then invite you to move your arms upwards until they are at shoulder height to the best of your ability, and doing your best to make sure that they are straight and that your palms are pointed towards the ground. We'll then start to connect to the earth, the mother, as we ask the earth to share their light with us. You will then move your arms downwards until your hands are around waist height, keeping your palms pointed towards the ground as you do. And you will continue connecting and receiving this light from the earth, the mother. You will then move your arms in front of you, keeping your palms pointed towards the ground, as you ask the earth, the mother, to energize and empower your entire body from head to toe with their light. You're then going to move your arms to your sides, keeping your palms pointed inwards towards your body. I'm then going to invite you to take a moment to feel your own energy field. You're then going to move your hands so that your palms are pointed in front of you. And you're going to expand your own energy field and connect to your own soul self. You're then going to create an upside down triangle or pyramid shape with your hands by gently pressing your two thumbs together and then pressing the rest of your fingers together to create the shape. I'm then going to invite you to ask your soul self to share their light with you, energizing and empowering your entire body from head to toe with their light. You're then going to gently move your arms to your sides, making sure that your palms are pointed in front of you. And we're going to take a moment then to expand our energy field and start to connect to your own divinity. You're then going to create the upside down triangle or pyramid shape with your hands once again. And you're going to ask your divinity to share their light with you, allowing their light to energize and empower your entire body from head to toe. You're then going to move your arms
to your sides, keeping your palms pointed in front of you. And you're going to expand your energy field, allowing you to move closer to God consciousness as you do. You're then going to raise your arms above your head and create a triangle or pyramid shape with your hands. And you're going to use your body as an antenna to broadcast your intention as you ask God consciousness to share their light with you for the purpose to assist you in bringing your own pattern of unity consciousness into balance and coherence. You're then going to move your arms downwards, keeping your palms pointed towards your face, doing your best to keep your arms at about a 45-degree angle. If this is too uncomfortable for you, feel free to drop your arms downwards into a receiving mudra that does feel comfortable for you. And all you're going to do is receive this light and allow it to assist you in bringing your own pattern of unity consciousness into balance and coherence. You're then going to drop your arms to your sides, keeping your palms pointed towards each other, as you allow yourself to feel the positive effects in your body from your pattern of unity consciousness as it moves towards a more balanced, coherent state. You're then going to raise your arms upwards and create a triangle shape with your hands by gently pressing your two thumbs together and then your two index fingers together. You're then going to project your pattern of unity consciousness in its balanced, coherent state into the field. You're then going to rest your hands over your heart center as you bless your body and your life to be a reflection of unity consciousness in its balanced, coherent state. You're then going to move into a relaxed, receiving position, moving your arms downwards and keeping your palms pointed upwards as you receive the gifts from your pattern of unity consciousness. You'll then move into a prayer position that is comfortable for you. And we will close the practice with a closing prayer of gratitude. And then the meditation will gently come to a close. Now that we've practiced the movements in this meditation, and you have an idea of what we're going to be doing, I'd like to move us directly into the meditation now. I invite you to close your eyes as we begin this meditation with a prayer of gratitude. As we take this moment together to recite this prayer. Thank you, God consciousness. Thank you to my divinity, my soul self, and the earth, the mother. Thank you all for sharing your light with me, for the gifts you give to me, for the guidance and wisdom you offer, and for illuminating my path forward. I ask that you now place your hands over your heart center and recite this declaration with me. In the name of my divinity, I declare that I only allow energies and intelligences to assist me here today that have come to help me be a reflection of unity consciousness in its balanced, coherent state. We're now going to move into the first part of the Earth technique by moving our arms upwards until they're at shoulder height, making sure to keep your palms pointed towards the ground, and taking a moment to ask the Earth, the Mother, to share their light with you. And just taking a moment to experience their light. Now, I invite you to gently move your arms downwards until they are slightly above waist height, making sure to keep your palms pointed towards the ground as you do. I then invite you to take a moment and express your gratitude to the Earth, the Mother, for sharing their light with you as you continue to experience this gift. I invite you now to move your arms in front of you in a position that feels comfortable to you, keeping your palms pointed towards the ground as you do. And then I want you to ask the Earth, the Mother, to energize and empower your entire body from head to toe with their light. And then take a moment to allow their light to flow through you, energizing, empowering every cell and every part of your body from head to toe. You're then going to move your arms to your sides with your palms pointed towards your body. And I want you to take a moment to just sense and feel your own energy field. You're then going to move your palms until they're pointed in front of you. As you gently expand your energy field and start to connect to your own soul self, taking a moment to feel your energy field expanding as you connect to your own soul self. You're then going to move your hands to create an upside down pyramid or triangle shape as you ask your soul self to share their light with you. And as you receive this light, allow it to energize and empower your entire physical body from head to toe, taking a moment to feel this light energizing and empowering your entire body from head to toe. You're now going to expand your energy field by moving your arms outwards, just like you did when you were connecting to your soul self, making sure that your palms are pointed in front of you as you do. And as you expand your energy field, you're going to connect to your own divinity, taking a moment now to feel your energy field expanding as you connect to your own divinity. Thank you. You're now going to move your hands, creating an upside down pyramid or triangle shape with them. And ask your divinity to share their light with you. And as they share their light with you, express your gratitude as their light energizes and empowers your entire body from head to toe. Taking a moment now to feel this light energizing and empowering your entire body from head to toe. You're now going to expand your energy field and move towards God consciousness by moving your arms outward, just like you did when you were connecting to your own divinity, making sure that your palms are pointed outward as you do. Taking a moment now to just feel your energy field expanding as you move towards God consciousness. You're now going to raise your arms above your head and create a pyramid shape with your hands. And using your body as an antenna, you're going to broadcast your intention to God consciousness, asking that they share their light with you, to bring your pattern of unity consciousness into balance and coherence. Taking a moment now to feel the energy in your body as you broadcast your intention. Thank you. You're now going to receive this light by moving your arms downwards and keeping your palms pointed towards your face. Taking a moment now to feel this light move through you, bringing your pattern of unity consciousness into balance and coherence. Now, moving your arms downwards, keeping your palms pointed towards each other, I want you to tune in to your pattern of unity consciousness as you take a moment to feel the effects in your body as your pattern of unity consciousness moves towards a more balanced, coherent state. Now, moving your arms upwards and creating a triangle shape with your hands by gently pressing your two thumbs together and then your two index fingers together. In your mind's eye, you're going to project your pattern of unity consciousness into the field by reciting this declaration with the light that flows through me. I project and energize my pattern of unity consciousness into the field. Now take a moment and rest your hands over your heart center and bless your body and your life to be a reflection of unity consciousness in its balanced, coherent state. Now I invite you to gently move into a receiving position by moving your hands so that your palms are pointed upwards as you receive the gifts from your balanced, coherent pattern of unity consciousness. I invite you now to join me in a prayer of gratitude to close this meditation by reciting this prayer with me. Thank you, God Consciousness. Thank you to my divinity and my soul self. Thank you to the Earth, the Mother. Thank you all for sharing your light with me. Thank you for the gifts you have given me. Thank you for the guidance and wisdom you have offered. And thank you for illuminating my path forward. And when you're ready, very gently, opening your eyes as a reflection of unity consciousness in its balanced, coherent state.